What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to Day 51 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is entitled, Jesus is Praying for You. Hebrews 7:25 says, Consequently, He is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through Him, since He always lives to make intercession for them. Our text for today is John 17:6-11. It reads, I have manifested Your name to the people whom You gave Me out of the world. Yours they were, and You gave them to Me, and they have kept Your word. Now they know that everything You have given Me is from You. For I have given them the words that You gave Me, and they have received them, and have come to know in truth that I came from You, and they have believed that You sent Me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom You have given Me, for they are Yours. All Mine are Yours, and Yours are Mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to You. Holy Father, keep them in Your name, which You have given Me, that they may be one, even as We are one. Some thoughts on today's reading. John 17 contains three parts of Jesus' prayer before the cross. In verses 1 through 5, Christ prays to the Father for Himself. In verses 6 through 19, Jesus shifts the focus and prays for His disciples. In verses 20 through 26, Jesus extends His prayer to all future believers. Today's scripture begins the second part of Jesus' prayer, in which He prays specifically for His first disciples. The word give is found in this prayer in one form or another at least 17 times. Jesus came to this earth to talk to people about His Father. However, Jesus also spent much time speaking to His Father about people. Jesus is the ultimate giver, and He desired to give His disciples God's best. In this prayer, Jesus prayed to the Father, asking God to give specific blessings to His followers. This section of prayer is significant because it reveals Jesus' deep concern for His followers and His desire for their spiritual well-being in a world hostile to their mission. John 17:6-11 can be explored through its themes of revelation, protection, and unity as Jesus entrusts His disciples to the Father. In verse 6, Jesus begins by acknowledging that He has manifested God's name to those whom the Father gave Him. This act of revelation is fundamental to Jesus' mission on earth. He has not only taught His disciples about God, but has also shown them His character and essence through His actions and words. By declaring the Father's name, Jesus emphasizes the intimate relationship between the Father, Himself, and the disciples. This revelation is not just for intellectual understanding, but for a transformative relationship that brings the disciples into deeper communion with God. Moving to verses 7 and 8, Jesus reaffirms that the disciples have accepted His teachings and recognized Him as the one sent by God. Their understanding culminates in the acknowledgement of Jesus' divine authority and the truth of His words. This acceptance underscores the disciples' faith and their role as the recipients of Jesus' mission. He has entrusted them with divine truth, which they are to carry forward. The relationship between the giver of truth and the recipients underscores the importance of faith and obedience within the community of believers. In verse 9, Jesus specifically states that He is praying for His disciples, not for the world, highlighting the special relationship between Him and those called into His service. This specificity indicates a protective nature in Jesus' prayer, as He recognizes the challenges His disciples will face when He is no longer with them. He understands the potential for doubt, fear, and division, and thus seeks the Father's intervention to safeguard those who have been loyal to Him. This protective prayer underscores the pastoral heart of Jesus, demonstrating His role as an intercessor for His followers. Jesus continues the theme of protection in verse 10, declaring that He and the Father are one, and that everything He has comes from the Father. This assertion reinforces the unity of purpose and mission within the Godhead and sets forth the foundation for the unity that Jesus desires for his disciples. By highlighting their relationship, Jesus conveys that the disciples are not merely followers, but participants in the divine mission, sharing in the same calling. This sacred connection serves as a source of strength and identity for the disciples in a world that may oppose them. Finally, in verse 11, Jesus asks the Father to keep his disciples in his name, emphasizing the need for divine protection and unity. This prayer for safekeeping reflects the overarching theme of preserving the disciples' faith and mission. Jesus wants them to remain united in purpose and belief, just as he is united with the Father. The prayer not only underscores the importance of divine protection, but also foreshadows the relational aspect of the early church, which will be essential for its survival and growth. Jesus, who prayed for his first disciples, continues to pray for his present-day disciples. How do we recognize this truth? First, Scripture tells us later, in verses 20 through 21, that Jesus does not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in him through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they may also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Every believer is part of that phrase, for those who will believe in me. Scripture also states in Romans 8:34 that Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Never forget that Jesus is continually interceding and praying for you. Some questions about today's reading. How is the giving nature of Christ connected to his prayer for all of the disciples? Why are the themes found in Jesus' prayer so essential to our prayer lives? And finally, how does it encourage your faith to know that Jesus is praying for you? Thanks for joining us today.